Find a hymnal next to you. It's called God Can Do Anything. Francis for a long time, and because we get to see Luis here for just a minute, so I'd like you to do this. I'd like you to, right now, take a second out before we go to our classes. Adults, still be here. Everybody out, go. This is meant for Christians, and so we hope that you can write notes and you can that. We always mean that. Okay. And we pray that you would hit as well. And we ask you, Lord, to. All right, we're in chapter 2 of 1st last time. And so in verse number 24, let that therefore abide in you to take us to the next truth. Of course, the alpha continue is to stop. So he wants us to continue in the Son and in the Father. Verse 25. We covered this last week. And this is the promise that he promised us, even eternal, about this. In the Pacific. He's very famous. And a clue. His last name, Jim Douglas MacArthur. He was under orders to leave. He had to go under orders and went to the Filipinos so that they would be encouraged while he. And then it took him 2.5 years to return. From October 1944, he was able to come back. The minister were in there in the Philippines. Quote, he made a speech. I have returned. By the grace of Almighty God, our forces are two peoples. End quote. When the Bible says in verse 25 that he had promised us, you know that if you couldn't depend on God's name, the eternal life, you'd never be sure if you're saved. But we can be sure that we're saved because we have, which came from the Holy Spirit of God, written by Moses. Therefore, says of God, because God does not lie. God is, here's the word. He almost cannot bypass sin. Always truthful, tells the truth, does not break his promises to Israel, the unconditional ones, but that he will not break his promise to you. Good to hear too. And so he keeps his promises, is dependable. Now, what lesson, or in any of these different issues, how you should be? Good. What about this? How about if you and I, what the outcome is of learning the Bible? It's not just getting smart enough over here. It's just not knowing about prophecy or doctrines or other. So if God is, how should the Christian, those who know, is, we're done. If this is true. And by the way, let me say this. This is a by the way lesson. By the way, any assurance of anything. So, Sunday, if you go to a Bible, well, the King James Bible, he's a good translator, but it's like this. Or, well, then, I'm not a Greek professor, language. How do I know if what I'm going to not trust what the Bible says? How do you know that? Okay, you can't have confidence because God does not lie. This is his word. Trust this more than you trust science books. Okay? Trust this. You know the doctors in George Washington's blood system? There's a period of time in which many men in civil. Do that today. See what happens to your practice, your license. They said, our soul. Well, they didn't say our soul, but you know, actions begin to go down. All that makes sense to you. All right. So, ye shall abide in him. Verse 28. and knowledge to show him when he shall appear. So, John remembers John 14, verse number 3. That there's other things John remembered from when he was walking and talking with Jesus Christ before his ascension, abide in him. He says in verse number 28, abide in him. When he returns, we may have abiding in him. Abide Christ. Now, he uses it many times. Let me just, I'm a quarterback calling a play. So just listen. This verse 9, 14 through 15, that we need to abide in Christ. Jesus is to the left or to the left. He is comforting them. Abide in me. No more can ye except ye abide in me. Abideth in me, and I in him withered, and men gather. If ye abide in me, and it shall be done unto you. Now, of course, the word there, abide, continue. Verse number 9, continue ye in verse number 10. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall, the last part of verse 24 says, continue in the Son. I associate continue in the Son. The many times you see abide, you mean with staying, not changing for a period of time. Abide. For example, this man in 1847 wrote a song that maybe in our song, I'm not sure, but darkness deepens. Lord, help of the helpless, valleys and mountains. He says, help of the helpless, oh, abide with me. The song, don't move from this position that you have with Christ.
Because of new birth. That's called salvation. Now, because of that one transaction that took place in your life at a certain time in your life, you are forgiver. You are forever abiding in Christ in those.
As much as he abides in you, he wants you to abide in him. What if I sin because of, we are still in the flesh, right? Bad dreams. I dream about many honeys chasing me. Guilty conscience, Sam? That psychological reason is, but I know your salvation once you're in Christ. That's your position. That can never change. You are forever a child of God. To have a heart that wants to smile a little bit. Really, I mean, that's something to be happy about.
Amen.
Look, you may not have a not very wealthy, or it appears that you're not very wealthy. Okay, you buy this gold coin. Where you put it? I'm sure about a lot of things, but there are people who actually say, you know, my mother, she used to have, kind of, my mother used to have a gallon can of Sanborn coffee. Anybody remember chasing Sanborn coffee? Gallon can of coffee. When the coffee's all gone, or when she dumped it and had the can, you know, she put in the can. She rolled up dollar bills. She rolled up. The can is full. Put it under there. Not real. Take out some cash. For her, that was her wealth. But even though in this lifetime you don't have a whole lot, you have more. So you can be happy about that. Go ahead, crack a smile. We have assurance, we have confidence in him. So by that's your walk. And Christ in the upper room, that last time he spent time with them as they bought the baby, and so they put him in a basket and they walked around like in old London, and they put it on the doorstep covered, you know, and it's a note, please take care of my baby. And then the stranger, actually the milkman comes, haunted. The baby's born, but the mother thought, well, I can him. And then, and you want to look at Hebrews 13:5. And it. 13 with such things as you be content with such things as you have. What's that about? You need to have all those things. That's not what he's talking about. And you, these kind of application that can mean a lot of things with what you have. Do you have to have this new years? You're married 20 years. Pretty soon they just say, well, we've come, you know, mom's gonna leave your dad. And with the husband you married, these kids of mine. Oh, I tell you, they just drive me up the wall. Well, it's your fault if they drive me up the wall. You don't just blame them. First thing that you're not happy with, you know why? I do like it. It's just sitting there letting get the grip. The grip is not correct because it's not. That's it. I'll give you a good deal. Content to not do certain things. I'm content. This leads into debt. This leads into having to get a story. 5x7, 10 feet high. Be content with such things that you have, verse 5, for he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Because he is always abiding with you, giving all kinds of things to make you happy. Happy because of who is abiding with you. Does that make sense to me? Okay. Never be really content if you're all the grass got to be mowed as well. And pretty soon you find something. You're going to find something wrong with something. You save a lot of money, a lot of headache, a lot of sorrow by being content with such things as you have, realizing that He'll never leave you nor forsake you. You're all full of God's treasures. That's right there. And so that's one sure way of helping someone get over. Okay? Amen. Family. And about husband and wife things because of what he's saying, what my mind is thinking about. But for another time. Let's go back to 1 John 2. 1 John chapter 2 and verse number 6. That abideth in him ought now. That's how you abide when it's coming. So the two responses that will happen for when the Lord comes back is number one, you have confidence. Have when the Lord comes. So abiding in him, straight to you, what it means. You ever had have you ever had a pop quiz? Number 15 to 22. Some students will do, okay? Usually the athlete says, yeah, right. They'll read the assignment. Thursday comes, time for a pop quiz. And all those who read the assignment, the knucklehead who says, yeah, everything's sports, he says, what? Yes, what is it? I didn't know I was going to have a quiz. You know what everybody says? Dummy. But she can't say that. They feel no shame. I'm going, oh. Be prepared. Taking him at his word. You are parents, tell your child to do something, and I'll be back. You have any questions? Understand? I expect to have this. Okay, so dad goes off, mom goes off, and then the kids tell me. When mom or dad comes home, well, dad, so, wait a minute. He said at home. He gets out of his car, the door shuts, walks to the door. How do you feel, kid, if you've been, you said what dad said to do? How come the trash time? What's going on over here? Well, dad, I didn't know it was going to come back so soon. Did I not tell you I'll be back and say, yes? Well, you didn't do it, did you? So there is a sense of, although he calls you little children, you can have a children in your mentality and say, well, he doesn't mean what he says. Because he did say, occupy till I come. He didn't say when it's going to come. He occupy till I come. So whenever dad comes back, when our father, when the, I hope you understand the image here. That's complicated. It's just you have to separate all the distractions of this life and this world to focus in on what is of really importance. So the second reaction, though you have a chapter division here, it's not a problem. Some people say, oh, see the chapter break over here. I get the same point. They call the sons of God. Because he knew him not. Beloved, now we're the sons of God. And it doth not yet appear well. See him as does he do. Verse 3. Purifieth himself, even as he is pure. You know what that's about? It's an inspirational thought. It's a motivation for a man who believes the Lord's coming back for him. And there's an accountability that he will try his. The return of Christ, if believed, is a real good motivation to change, to conform to. A person could care less. He's got a lot of things on his mind. Now, before we dismiss for this meeting, at 10:30, and ladies over here too, so do what you got to do for 15 minutes, and at 10:30, short time to pray, okay? A lot of service, okay? Any questions?